And now some help for those newly or not so newly married couples trying to figure out the complex issues of shared finances.
When you get married, you have to figure out a whole bunch of financial issues. Should you have a joint checking account? Should you have your own savings account? Do you share a credit card? But what about having a little savings account on the side? Don't tell your spouse. You know, a little cash for a rainy day. Is it wrong? Here to help us with this moral and financial dilemma is Day-to-Day's personal finance contributor, Michelle Singletary. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Okay, put on your Dr. Phil hat. Is this a good idea for married people to have secret bank accounts?
It's like asking, is it okay to lie?
Lie?
Is it all right to be a liar?
Not say something.
No, come on, folks. You know, my grandmother told me the same thing on my wedding day. She's like, now, Shell, I like this man, but you need to have that little secret account he don't know about. And I understand where that comes from. The divorce rate is high. You know, lots of women end up financially worse off after a divorce. And so, you know, you hear that advice most often from the senior woman in your family. But the fact of the matter is, it's deception, it's dishonest. I didn't listen to my grandmother. I normally do, but I did not. In fact, I told my husband about it. And I, you know, I joked about it because I call this the home wrecking hussy account, you know, in case he runs off with a home wrecking hussy. But, you know, listen, you don't need to start your marriage off that way. If you have that fear, then that's the time to sit at the table and have a conversation about the money. I don't believe in having separate accounts, but even if you decide that is appropriate for your family, everything should be on the table.
But what if you're married to someone who's not, let's say, financially solvent and doesn't make good decisions with his or her money? I mean, wouldn't it make sense to say, just in case, I'm just going to keep this little rainy day fund on the side?
Right. You know, I find that question so interesting because I like to turn it around on folks. I say, well, if your spouse was cheating, would you say, yeah, let me just sleep in a bedroom down the hall while they deal with that problem? No, if your spouse is having some issues, you know, they're not doing their finances right, you need to get to some counseling and try to solve that problem. Because trust me, and I've done lots of counseling with couples and individuals, that is problem is not going to be solved by having a secret account or having a separate account. If they're having some issues and overspending, those calls are going to come to your house. They're going to affect the money that comes into your house because eventually you may have to bail that spouse out. It may solve the problem for a little bit of time, but eventually things are going to blow up and it's still going to cost you money.
Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome.
Michelle Singletary, our regular expert on personal finance, and she writes the nationally syndicated column, The Color of Money. If you have any questions for Michelle, you can go to our website, npr.org, click on Contact Us, and put Michelle in the subject line. You said you'd marry me if I was 23, but I'm one that you can't see. If I'm only 18, tell me who makes these rules. I'll be a sin on you.
Madeline, I'd like to introduce you to my new crush. His name is Paolo Nutini, and we'll be hearing from him later in the show.
Kind of sounds like Rod Stewart.
I know, he does.
But and younger.
Yes, much younger. He is younger. He's got a gorgeous accent. Let's just say he's pretty easy on the eyes.
Too bad this is radio.
It is. You might not be able to see him, but his music is definitely worth sticking around for.
Don't worry. If you have to turn off the radio early, you can always download our daily podcast.
Just go to our website, npr.org/daytoday, and Paolo is just a click away.
Take it.